Rabbi Ezra should be learned Daf Kof Nun Alf from Masechet Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include a continuation of the case of Amar Nichsel Laplanya, a person who states, "My assets shall be given to so and so." What items are included in the term Nichsel? Several incidents regarding a Shchimra. A continuation of the Mishnah's Halacha, Shchimra Shekasav Kol Nachasav Lachayim Vlei Shire Karko Kolshu. The dying person assigned all his assets to others, and he did not keep any land for himself. His verbal instructions alone are considered a kinyan, and no further kinyan is required. And therefore, imeis kana. If he dies, the recipient acquires the matana, even though there was no kinyan. However, im amad ein matnasa kiyemes. If he recovers, he can retract from the matana because shemach mas daiges misa nosen. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he apparently had no hopes of recovery, and there is an umdana, an assumption that he gave the gift only on condition that he dies, but not if he recovers. However, shayar karko kolshehu im amad matnasa kiyemes. If the shchimra did keep some land for himself and he recovers, he cannot retract from the matana because the shalei medaiges misa nosen. Since he kept something for himself, he apparently still hoped to recover, and the gift was unconditional regardless of whether he dies or not. The machlik is regarding matna shchimra b'miktsas. If the shchimra did keep some land for himself, does the matana take effect even without a kinyan or only with a kinyan? And the machlik is regarding mitzava machmas misa b'miktsas. If the Shchimra stipulated that the Matana is given only because of his anticipated death, but he kept some land for himself, does the Matana take effect without a kinyan or only with a kinyan?